Boo! It's freezing out.
Come on, it's not that cold.
Sure it is, Yayo. I guess there's just no way I can go jogging today.
Oh, so that's what this is all about.
No, really. What if my lungs freeze from all that cold air?
Actually, your body is designed so that by the time air reaches your lungs, it's been warmed up and moisturized by your nasal passages, your throat, and trachea. Besides, the blood supply in your lungs is so well developed that there's virtually no way they can freeze. The circulating blood keeps them nice and toasty.
Oh, yeah? So why does it hurt to breathe when it's really cold out?
Well, when the air is frigid, it doesn't warm up sufficiently before it reaches the airways leading to your lungs, and so it shocks the surrounding muscles and causes them to contract. This, in turn, causes your bronchial tubes to contract too, which results in that tight, prickly feeling.
Sounds dangerous, especially when you're exercising and breathing through your mouth, which means that the air has less time to warm up than it does if you're breathing through your nose. What if my tongue freezes?
Well, Don, unless you suffer from asthma, breathing in cold air won't hurt you, and you'd have to worry about frostbite to your fingers and toes long before worrying about your tongue freezing. I mean, you could always just wrap a scarf around your mouth and nose.
What? And sweat all over my cashmere designer scarf?
Okay, fine. You're right, Don. It's too cold out to exercise.
See, I told you.
Arrgh!
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Elmer Bernstam at the University of Texas, Houston.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website. The address there is amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.